Mac Jones, who joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. He's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. You can visit northeastmenshealth.com. Mac, how are we doing this week? I did a better job with the read this week. I know that.
There you go. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. I'm curious, and we just played a clip from Jeff Howe coming back about, you know, what sort of season you can have. And I think a lot of us are worried or concerned about the team and its level of readiness. Given the lack of game reps and joint practices that you've had compared to last year, some of those circumstances were, you know, unforeseen, with Isaiah leaving the Green Bay game, the game getting canceled, the joint practices getting canceled. Did you want to play on Friday night?
Yeah, I think, first of all, to answer the first part of your question, I do think we're ready. I think the preseason is a great time to kind of get everyone together, try new things, work with different guys, throw to different receivers, use different offensive linemen. So that's always something that I look forward to in the preseason, and felt like we got a lot of good work in that regard on both sides of the ball.
But did you want to get more game reps? Was that something that, and I know it's Bill's call and it's ultimately up to him, but is that something that, I mean, certainly compared to last year, you did have more game reps.
Yeah, I think it just depends on each player's situation, and those are things that we talk about privately. So I definitely want to play any game I can play in, and all the guys on our team are the same way. So there's a lot that goes into that.
Mac, it looks like a big aspect of your offense this year is going to be handling the pressure, the pass rush, all the pressure from the defenses you're going to face, starting with week one against the Eagles. What has Bill O'Brien done to prepare you specifically for handling that pressure, especially when some of the pieces in front of you may be in flux week to week based on different guys' health status?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think every team goes through this because the NFL, I mean, every team has really good edge rushers. A lot of teams have good edge rushers and inside rushers. So the Eagles are definitely a team that has both. So we haven't really, you know, focused too much on that. We're kind of still working through a lot of stuff on our part. Like, what are we going to do schematically to just get better these next couple of days? But I do think that that's a good point, and you have to really understand, like, how to get the ball out, you know, when you need to throw it, who you need to throw it to, reading coverage quicker, all those things. So it's every week in the NFL, it's these guys get paid a lot of money, and they do a good job getting after the quarterback.
Do you feel like that's something that you've been able to improve on, even going back to your rookie year?
Yeah, I think as a quarterback, you always want to be on time and try and get the ball to the skill players as quickly as you can. I think that's super important because, you know, they make the yards, and the offensive line has to do a good job of blocking up front, and I know they will. So you just have to trust everybody and kind of just stick to your rules, stick to what you know, get the ball out to the person it's supposed to go to. If it's a deep play, it's a deep play. If it's shorter, it's shorter. So you can only control, you know, kind of what I do with the ball.
Mac, when someone has a rough game, like, say, Bailey Zappe had on Friday night, and they're sort of having trouble holding on to the ball, you're the main guy, obviously, in that locker room. You're the QB1. What are some things you do maybe to pick a teammate up after something like that? And do you guys look at film together? Like, sort of, how's that process go?
Yeah, I think the preseason games, you know, as an older player or whatever that didn't play in the game, I think a lot of guys weren't playing and stuff, so you're just trying to support your teammates. A lot of guys are out there giving it their all and playing really hard. So I think the big thing is just watch the film together as a unit and kind of come together and just talk about things that you saw or didn't see. And that applies, you know, whether you're playing or not. So you got to learn from the film. I think that's the most important part. And just go out there and keep going.
We're talking to Patriots quarterback Mac Jones here on Jones and Mega with Arkham. Patriots Monday on WEEI. A big story throughout the league, Mac, and it impacts your draft class, was Trey Lance getting dealt away from the 49ers to the Dallas Cowboys. I know a lot of you guys go through, you know, the combine together and things like this. Do you know Trey at all?
Yeah, I definitely got a chance to meet all those guys during, like you said, during the pre-draft process. And it does seem like a long time ago, but it really wasn't too long ago. And just think, you know, each year there's a new group of quarterbacks that comes in, and I definitely feel like we had a good group of guys. I really enjoyed, you know, all the guys that were here in my class.
We were asking you about an interview you did with Burt Breer last week. He wrote actually today about how the Niners pick came down to you and Trey Lance. So I do know we're going back, as you just said, but did you think at the time San Francisco was a possibility? And when did things kind of unfold where you realized New England was going to be the spot?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about the draft and what I told players in this past draft or whatever that I asked for advice, it's just really have no control over a lot of that stuff. So for me, I was just trying to put my best foot forward and in those meetings and show my football IQ and, you know, those throwing sessions and stuff, just try and go out there and let it fly. So really for me, that's what it's all about. And that's kind of what I learned in that process. There's a lot of things that are out of your control, and you kind of just have to focus on getting better and putting your best foot forward.
Mac, this question's kind of gross, but it looked like on the broadcast that Ronnie Perkins threw up before a snap. Have you ever thrown up in a game? I mean, not even just football, but have you ever thrown up competing in any game?
Oh, that was awesome! I think the coolest part was he ended up making the tackle. Right. So that was really
into the puddle of vomit. Really
Yeah, that's a puking rally right there. Is what that is. Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. I've definitely seen that before, but I don't know if I've ever done that one.
Well, what do you say to a teammate out? Like, what were you guys saying to him after that?
He kind of came off and was smiling, so we just thought it was being funny in a way. And I'm,
you're like, Ronnie, you got something in your teeth there, guy. Like, why are you smiling? What's going on?
Yeah, I think he was just ready to go out there and make some more plays. So I love that about him.
Mac, what's these next 2 weeks going to look like for you? Obviously, you know, in some ways, the hay's got to be in the barn here as you get ready for the opener against Philly. What's on the schedule for you in these next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's just sticking to the routine, just trying to stay locked in, get a couple good days of work here, and really just focus on, like you said, the Eagles and getting off to a good start. Just try and focus on each day, getting better and going in there and working hard and not skipping anything and making sure we're hitting all our P's and Q's, you know, cover everything we got to cover and make sure we feel good going into the game.
Patriots made a roster move at quarterback today. Trace McSorley was released. I'm curious that quarterback room especially, and who knows, there could be more moves coming up in that quarterback room. Bill's kept two before. He's kept three before. I mean, what sort of communication level do you have with now Bailey Zappe and Malik Cunningham with cut down less than 24 hours away?
Yeah, I think obviously it's a tough part, you know, this day and week kind of for everybody. And obviously Trace is a great addition to our room, and he definitely helped me a lot. He's an older quarterback, played on a few different teams, definitely learned a lot from him, and wish him nothing but the best. And all that. So it's definitely a tough day, but you kind of just have to support your teammates and realize that these guys are people too, right? And you never know, you know, when your last snap's going to be and whatnot. And you really just want to be able to hope they get another chance. And I think a lot of guys will do that in the league. You know, it's not the end. You just got to keep pushing forward. And definitely a tough day, though.
Saw that Mike Gesicki was back at practice yesterday without the red non-contact jersey. What's it been like building the chemistry with him and working him in alongside Hunter Henry?
Oh, yeah, Mike's awesome. I think him and Hunter have done a great job working together, elevating that tight end room, just making everybody better. And Coach Will does a good job in there. Just think they've done a really good job as a 1-2 punch, and just got to carry that into the season and continue to talk through things that we see. You know, Mike's played a lot of football in the NFL. Hunter's played a lot. So for me, I just want to be on the same page as them. And I feel like we've made a lot of improvement, both through the good things and some things we need to clean up. And that's what it's all about. So Mike's definitely a tall, you know, explosive pass catcher, and he's doing a good job in the run game as well. So Hunter as well. So we got a really good room. So I'm happy about that.
I'm not making this up. Was it Gesicki was living with you at one point, right? Was that like early on in the off season? He's not still there, is he?
I don't know. I'm gonna go check the basement and make sure. He's not.
But he's moved along, right? Like you can have
the guy on the couch.
You can have a buddy like couch surf for a little bit, but not for too long of a time.
Yeah, I mean the one thing is like my dog really likes Mike, so like every time he comes over or whatever, she always goes straight up to him. like they're like boyfriend and girlfriend or something.
Well, there you go. That's a, that's
like, a, my dog doesn't even love me that much, you know.
Mike,
I got such a magic touch.
I feel the same. My dog very much prefers my wife to me, Max. So I understand where you're at. It's time now though for our quarterback question of the week. It's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. You can visit northeastmenshealth.com. Arcan, you got the question of the week this week.
Yeah, Mac, I wasn't here last week, so I wanted to ask you. I've been waiting 2 weeks to ask you this. Back in July, Calais Campbell, who's on the Falcons now, called you one of the trash talkers. I believe he said trash talk at the highest level. I think he even went on to call it borderline disrespectful, and it was part of a conversation about how, you know, quarterbacks are nice to defensive linemen so they don't hit them as hard, which I think is soft, by the way. But what is your response to being called by a premier defensive lineman in the league a trash talker at the highest level? Do you think you're a trash talker at the highest level?
I don't know about that, but I definitely enjoyed watching him growing up because, you know, he was a Jaguar. He's a really good player, and I try to keep it loose out there. So I know the guys that play with me and played against me know that it's all fun and games. So that's the most important part for me, is just having fun and really just having a good time.
So no hard feelings with him either from last year?
Oh, no way.
All right. Well, that doesn't sound like much trash talk, Mac. I got to be honest. I was expecting something there.
Arcan wants you to step up your trash talk game. Just ask him if he ever played football, Mac. That's what you can ask him. Ask him next week.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Exactly. That's a good way to do it. He is Mac Jones. He joins us each and every week here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI on the Harbor One Hotline. Mac, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks. See you.
All right. Mac Jones, as all our guests, as we mentioned, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.